Short story 46. When Philip has told you that I wasn't still arrived, you have held back the breath for then throw it away. You seemed almost relieved for my absence. Philip has noticed that, and slowly approached to you, elongated you your iced glass of beer, and even him has held back the breath first to give air to his mouth. Without ask, he knew that it was something about me, and what you was feeling for me. He placed the glass of beer in front of you, without move any muscles of his big size, he just was looking at you, waiting for. You have lifted your eyes, and there was just a quick understating glance, then you have started again to stare the glass that you had in front, then really slow, you have begun to talk. Since when I threw the look toward that table, I felt something that it would have changed my life. I have just seen a shadow behind that wooden curtain, but that shadow has given me the force to change page, and I hadn't knew that she could revolutionize me till at this point. Saying these latest words, slowly, you have lifted the glance toward the person who was listening to you, and Philip has remained stand still, to hear till your lastest breathe. He was looking at you speechless, in his own way, he knew what you was talking about. He have would wanted add something, but it would be useless. He was in front of you, looking at you. You was talking to him, but in reality, you was talking with you. You wanted hear directly from your voice what you had hid till that moment, but that now it was knocking to the door of your soul, and it wanted go out at the light of the sun. Philip was the only person in that bar who could understand you completely. After the dance with you, I have shared some glance with her, some of the sweetest. He was listening to you enchanted by the passion you had put in what you was saying, and he hadn't would wanted interrupted you, but tell me about the dream has escaped from his mouth. You have looked at him without know from where begin, you have stared the glass, and by immersing in that liquid, holding back the breathe, for then throwing it away, you have begun. My grandma has taught me many things about magic, since I was a child, but just when I grow up, I have totally comprehend, and just when I threw a look at her, every that things my grandma have said, had have a sense. Even this matter of the dream in common. She always said me when two soulmate does the same dream, it's the very first step of their conjunction, it's a stellar conjunction. You will comprehend it when, and if you will meet her, and I've seen it in her eyes the other evening. When you have finished, it seemed you had run for miles and miles, you held back the breathe, then you have threw it away from the nostrils. You have lifted, really slow, the glance toward Philip, and you have smiled him. Absurd, isn't? But I have understood it through her glance, and even this, look at the clock. Philip hadn't to ask, he had to just turn himself round, and give a look at the big clock that he had above the head, the clock marking 2:20. Philip seemed overwhelmed, and he was looking at you with widened eyes, while you looked the calmest person in the bar. Instead, inside you, there was a growing storm of emotions, that slowly were enveloping your being. Without asking it, he has poured you another bit of beer in the glass, and you without thanked him, have drunk it. In that gesture there was everything he could not say in words, and in that drink of you, there was all your comprehension, but in few glances among you had understand everything. In that instance to the counter there was only you, the few clients were served by the efficient bar bit the cash desk. And in that small piece of the counter it was breathing a floating atmosphere that, none of two wanted to break. Your words were still flying in the air, and everything was still tangible, and what you was feeling, Philip could see it draw off your eyes. When the last scream finished, I was surrounded by the steam, and I have opened the service door of the bar, and it seemed that it entered a ghost. I remained for a second stand still. I could not see anything. I was supported myself to the jukebox, then slow I went at my table. I have crossed the glance of Philip who has looked at me with wide eye. I smiled at him, and I settled. Right after, his glance has moved toward you, and you had lifted the eyes, staring his, understanding that I was arrived, lifting even more the glance, you have looked the clock, and Philip has done the same. Still one more time, both of you have shared a glance of wonder. Slowly, you turned round toward me, and you have looked at me sweetly serious.